we talk about politics. That uma lazi, hey, damage in that uma lazi is trying in the Eastern Cape. I'm not yet sure about him. But uma lazi no Mr. Bergman, as an everybody. Can we come back to our serious agenda? Thank you again, honorable members. I'm suspecting we're not that full, but this is not what we're supposed to eat. I'll talk to the office that we don't need food like this. We need healthy food. I've seen when we have a meeting of chairperson, that office of House Chairperson, they always have healthy food. These things, they are not healthy, I'm telling you. I'll ask that they must go and ask the office of House Chairperson how do they go on to get healthy food. Let me take this opportunity to thank the honorable members that were still here. We're not aware that we have an agenda that it will exceed in lunch, but in the SMS, our TA, who's doing well? Committee secretary, who's doing well when, even if we are not here, will SMS and update us and telling us even the duration of the meeting. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Let's give who table. Let's give Udebo a chance to brief us. Thank you. And I'm suspecting we must engage with him. He can't just present and thinking that we cannot engage. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, Member. Mine is to look at the take members through the report. This is the committee's report. Having listened to the budget, the performance of the department and the entities in the last financial year, and we having looked at the budget that was proposed earlier this year for implementation 2015, and having considered the two, what then should be the implications for the budget of the department and the entities in 2015, 2016 and going forward. So the purpose of the exercise is decided to assist members to be able to make recommendations to the medium-term budget framework that will be presented or tabled by the Minister of Finance later in the month. And therefore, have the recommendations going into what we allocated to the department during the 2015-2016 budget presentation. So what we have considered then, and what should have happened in essence, that post that prior to the briefing of the department, we should have had the privilege of the researcher taking us through the analysis of the budget. But because of time constraints, I don't think that was done, but the document I think was circulated to members for such a purpose. However, the contents thereof are not contained also within the budget review that we are having. So, essentially, what is important here is to look at how the department, having spent the money, where was money spent, how it was spent, having listened to the explanations that they given, which should be incorporated into this report for final adoption next week. We therefore make recommendations. That part of the exercise of recommendations and adoption not happen today, but it will be for next week. What I want to, what I would want to do with members today is just to take them through the report, see what are things that could incorporate into this report, so that next week when we resume and for consideration and adoption of the report, those inputs are therefore infused into this, and therefore it becomes the final document. This report must be 80 feet by next week Thursday, so we will not have much time between now and then to do everything. So it is important that by today we familiarize ourselves with the content of the report. The first two pages, what one should include there as part of, it's the title of the budgetary review and recommendations. All members have gone to contact of the portfolio committee on the performance of the department and its entities during for the financial year 2014-2015. So they outline the role of the department, of the committee, and the mandate of the department, which will move to page 2. I think what's important is to highlight what steps did we follow to consider. First, to consider this year's slowdown, and we also considered the table strategic plan by the department in this year and the APP. But also, all the meetings that we held with Boxing South Africa, with Athletic South Africa, National Lottery, FAFA, the Department of Voluntary Performance, and evaluation, and the local committee on AFCON, which are the meetings that we've held so far. But also, taking into consideration as well as the possibilities of what can happen through the visits that we face to face, the indara that the members attended with lottery, and we attended the workshop around the water code, which we have indicated also in the report that it will have an implication on the work of faith. So we have taken that into consideration and we have responded. And then guided by the policy framework, one that guides the department and one which should guide this work of the committee on behalf of the department, which is one to ensure that plans consider the priorities as outlined by the in SONA within the medium term framework, the national development plan, the medium term strategic framework. Also, we've considered here the national sport and recreation priorities, but particularly when we looked at the budget for this year, we are able to realize that the department has aligned its progress. So there has been a shift and a change of names of the departmental program, and other programs have been shifted towards aligning with the NSRP. So that has been taken into consideration. The mandate of the department is to comply with the international agreement that they have with UNESCO, the WADA, as indicated for education with the space. But also the overarching document, which is the white paper on sports education. And so, in summary, what have we looked into? There are the annual report based on the APP has outlined the following strategic outcomes. But the department intended to increase citizens' access to sport activities annually by 5% by 2060. To oversee transformation of sport, to ensure that more athletes achieve international success as a result of support provided by performance, develop enabling mechanism to support delivery of sport and recreation, and many of those. So these are the guiding strategic outcomes. The intention thereof is to see the performance of the department reference their strategic outcomes and see how they are doing, so that when we make recommendations and look at the departmental performance, we are able to see if it's in line towards achieving that. So when you looked at the strategic plan earlier this year and the annual performance plan, one, the strategic plan him once presented as an NCA with no changes. When we say no changes to situation analysis, it means if you recall that day we had a strategic plan presented in the beginning, around April, in the last parliament, but also the same strategic plan was presented at the beginning of this parliament. So there were no situational changes. Those are the key things that we need to be aware of. The other thing that we have looked at was that having looked at the APP itself with those outcomes that the department has included, the key thing that one should have outlined there, and that are very key, if you go on page 5, is that there are departmental flagship programs to increase students' access to sport and recreation, and this includes the big work, the new incorporated programs, the National Schools and Sports, the National School Sports Championships, the Indigenous Games, the National Youth Camps, that they are going to be rolled out over the 3 years. Thank you, but these are the major programs that the department has annually. One of the key things to observe about the entities is that faith as a result of the implementation of the cases around Mama Bolo, around testing and so on, has had to have its budget increased slightly to match up the new testing that they require in order to enhance their function. So that particular function or that particular item has been taken into consideration because that requires additional funding for SAFE to be able to cope with the new blood testing that is required. The other thing that we have noted is that there's nothing new that has come for boxing except to say that this year we've seen it reversing from the gain that it has achieved in the last financial year. Last financial year, I mean 2012-2013, when they had improved and shown some signs of improvement. So, now let's look at what has happened now around the budget. What I'm saying here and in this table, you see that these are the programs, the names of the programs, maybe those that have been presented in the new strategic plan, the new changes that have been effective. So you've got name changes around administration, activation as a new program, winning nation as a new program, or support and infrastructure as a new program, and the budget allocation. What you've seen there is that over the past year, as reported earlier, in 2013-2014, the department was allocated a total of 1.07 billion for expenditure. So, and for this year, they've been allocated for the current financial year underway, 970 million. So, we see that the departmental budget has increased over time. And this is because of the extra allocation that was provided to them for future. So, and taking into account that the NSRP still remains a largely unfunded mandate, the department has said that should this mandate be completely and fully funded, you require them 10 billion. So, as a result, the changes that have been put in effect, one should be mindful that some of the things that the department has said it will achieve, you know, we can start from the building of facilities to the full rollout of the club development system, might not materialize soon until the mandate is fully funded, because those become part of department. That also includes the facility audit that they have presented that they are still currently people because of the funds that are needed for, you know, the GIS scheme might not be fully covered if 10 billion is not provided. However, as indicated by the department, they have a plan and other innovative ways will be found to make the best of the allocated resources. So it highlighted that during the 2013-2014 on page 6, there's an S allocation of 3.6 million to FAPE. There was an S allocation of 3.6 million to FAPE to increase its budget to 14 million, up from the 13.1 that was provided in the previous, in the 2013 financial year. And during the period of 2013-2014, SAFE managed to secure a budget of an additional funding of 18 million for the National Lottery. This was precisely to allow it to be able to host the WADA conference that they held last year, which was an international conference, and also hold the International Conference on Sports Law, which was hosted in Cape Town. One observation that we continue to make is that boxing still faces some challenges which made it difficult to achieve most of its objectives. These challenges range from the paralysis of the board after the resignations of board members and the passing away of one board member, suspensions of the CEO also did not make things any easier. And that's what we're talking about the 2013-2014 financial year. CFO was appointed in the same period, so only hope that things were improved over time. However, the appointment, the filling of the vacancies has also increased the expenditure on the compensation of employees. So what has happened then with this result within the department over the financial year? Looking at all the big strategic goals that the department intends to achieve, the first strategic goal of increasing citizens' access to sports and recreation annually by 5%. If you look at the table there on page 7, you'll realize that the department in 2012-2013 had targeted to give access to 42,000 citizens to sports and recreation, access to sports and recreation activities, and managed to actually achieve 8,600. Now, in the last financial year, they had a target of about 25,000, and they just exceeded by 38 people. So what does this translate into? One, there could be, based on the previous recommendations that the committee has been making to the department, there ought to have been a serious alignment of objectives that the department set. That is what its capabilities are. Or revise the monitoring tool that they were using. Because if you read there at what is written, especially on paragraph 2, it indicates that the total number of people that were targeted in 2012 or that had gained access in 2012 was 1.2 million in total. And so when the number dropped the following year, as far as targets are concerned, I think the rationale that the DG gave here is that previously there were no proper monitoring tools as to say who actually participates, how they count the number of people that are participating. And what they are saying now is that they have developed a tool that allows them to have proper way of monitoring the number of participants. Hence the numbers that they've put out, according to them, realistic to set a target of 25,000. And that will gradually increase if you had to look at what is expected in 2014-2015 in that current financial year, which is the number, the target of 27,000. So they intend to move from 25,000 to 27,000 participants. Is that still satisfactory considering that there's 650 million to be spent on that participation, increasing participation? That is something that perhaps we have to look at as a committee and say, how do we maximize the utilization of resources? How do we encourage the department to utilize the resources maximally and also increase or sharpen its monitoring tools around us? Especially when there are new programs like Cycle for Life, Golden Games, additional recruitment of groundbreakers for Love Life, and the increase of budget. The 27,000 instead of the 25,000, are we making an impact today? On goal number two, which is about overseeing transformation of the fourth administration, where 80% of the organized population should meet the transformation targets by 2016. What we see here is that consistently over 3 years, including this year, the department has set itself a target of accessing 60 federations. We've seen in 2012-2013 they managed to exceed that by 68, and the following year as well, and this past financial year, 2013-2014, they've also managed to assist 60 federations. In total, PASCO has about 76 affiliated federations. A target of 80% already exceeded. Is there anything more that the department can do to increase the bar to reach all 76 federations? That's something that perhaps move forward to need to look at as they have a way to increase the number of targeted federations, because federations do need more money as they actually doing the more. Notwithstanding the fact that federations that are assisted have to comply with the agreement framework with the department, which stipulates what should be what the department should be, what federations should do to comply. Of course, they say the budget that they provide comes to two forms. The guaranteed funding the federations get for this administration and conditional funding that it gets for this program. So that way, compliance issues are really present. So when we ask for increment of the number of federations, also match that with the compliance that federations would also do to the department. On goal number three, athletes achieving international success by 10% in 2016. Of course, the new thing here is the introduction of the ministerial sports bursary, which started in 2014-2015, this current financial year. Previously, there was an athlete support program, which the department has said is out. It's facing out, and the last number of athletes that really assisted, I think they are 10 at the end of this year. So, in the new program, the department indicated in the report this year that the Ministerial of Bursary currently supports 28. In fact, from the previous financial year, they were supporting 28 athletes into this new program. And in 2014-2015, they intend to assist 40, and the number will grow to 45 the next year when they phase out the other program. Now, this also has to go with the budget that has been put forward. The budget has been reduced to 91.3 million, up from 228 that was allocated in the previous financial year. We know that out of this program of Green Nation, or the so-called sport support program in the previous in the old structure, this money that program was the one that was having the allocation for the chair, the 160 million from chair. So hence you see that it rise from 228 million to 91 million in current financial year. So this year obviously there's no major event that is coming. So program only supports this particular program. I'm looking into strategic goal number four and what has happened in when the country meeting that particular strategic objective. Enabling mechanism to support delivery of sports education established and sustainable within 2016. This has a lot to do with the building of facilities. We know for a fact that the department in its mandate and from the equitable share that is received from National Treasury does not have a capacity in an age to build facilities. However, they have created an innovative way of ensuring that from the little amount of money that they are provided for, they are able to channel it towards building facilities, notwithstanding the fact that the donor funds that the department receives either from the Germany are also assisting to build those 14 facilities that the DG mentioned today. So the large bulk of them achieving the strategic objective solely lies with the ability of the department to be innovative with its budget, but also its ability to can succeed to get the 15% MIG to be able to move with that particular goal of building facilities. But as it is, only 0.2% of its allocated budget goes towards capital assets. The rest is moved towards by operations and donor grants. Also, 0.2 can't do much except to facilitate and coordinate the function of building facilities. What is very important, and which is something that we've seen, is that one conduit that the department uses to build facilities has been the sports trust. Through sports trust, the department is able to channel funds through the ministerial outreach program towards building facilities in rural areas. With the previous committee, they managed to go and look at where sports trust has been building to conduct to a site what facilities that sports trust has been built. So, particularly from the ministerial outreach program, which is targeting primarily rural areas. And two facilities were visited, one in Carolina and the other one in Plaquemine, where sports trust managed to build those facilities. Something that has happened previously, that is happening in many instances, that we know that the department provides money to SASCOC, about 7 million, and SASCOC is supposed to also distribute or support the provincial confederations. Part of that money also that comes from the donor grant, generally has agreed that 3% of that money should also assist confederations. Now, sports confederations, provincial confederations have always been a problem of funds because they like to depend on provincial grants. Now, there's that guarantee fund. What has not been done that we have not managed as a community to do is to monitor if that actual grant is transferred to provincial confederations for it to be able to conduct programs. So that is something that is also going to allow the department to achieve its strategic goal number 4 to build that sustainable mechanism of supporting sports development. When it comes to strategic goal number 5, building sports recreation use as a tool to contribute directly to all 5 government priorities and 2 United Nations priorities. We've seen that, and the DG kept emphasizing on the departmental role or signatory being a signatory to outcome goal shall be in 2013-2014, which has currently been made a standalone outcome 14. So it does contribute towards priorities of government of building a social cohesive society, but also being part of the UNESCO and participating in the wider through phase. They also are playing a role in, you know, advancing the United Nations priorities. What is important for the committee is there has to be more strategic partnership if breaks the African continent when it comes to all the international related goals. So that's where the monitoring around the department should be. Although the DG has also indicated that they have done away with know, just signing any other memorandum of agreement which is not aligned to any of their strategic priorities. So that has been captured, and the department has been doing that kind of work. What needs to be strengthened from our side is oversight on the department implementation of the agreement. Strategic goal number 6, implementing internal processes and procedures to ensure that SRSA and receive unqualified audit. As indicated by Auditor General earlier and the department in their brief, that this year the department needs to receive a clean audit, which is a first, considering that they come from receiving a qualified audit with matters of emphasis. This year there were no matters raised by the Auditor General, and I think that's a commendable achievement by the department in that regard. So what that should we be doing is to monitor that standard that is maintained by the department. Now moving to the entities on the performance in the strategic objectives. We've observed that the new testing last year required additional funding for FAPE. Also, the introduction of the new water code in 2015 will have significant impact on the resources, and particularly financial resources of the entity, Southern Tampa Free Institute for Drug Transport. And so, what is important, also having seen that there are matters that Secretary General has raised with respect to faith, in as far as oversight is concerned, those matters should then be paid attention to, notwithstanding that faith plays a very important role in educating around drug-free sport across all federations. And so that itself, the education program, is part of its core progress, as opposed to that also includes the doping of the testing part of it, but educational becomes very important. So the number of tests had increased largely last year to about 49 workshops when we had only few targeted for a year. When it comes to bolstering on page 13, there are a number of achievements that have been looked into by achieved by Council, although one would like to say many of these objectives could not be completed because there was no budget to do that. 50% of the budget of Council South Africa went largely to compensation of employees, and another portion to the litigation. Legal costs that they had to pay and settle. And so, problems also as raised were largely because of the absence of the board and the suspension of the CEOs in that particular entity. So, in general, that's the scope of the finances or within the department. Now, what we will be doing is to go into each specific program and see what would have transpired. But I think that particular aspect, I would leave for members to go and go through, and then make comments where matters are, where there are matters that members would want to raise. I'll just highlight just a few quickly as I run through the program. Much of emphasis still means that the mass participation program accounts for about 53% of the budget of the department. And 87% of that was transferred. 87% of the budget was transferred to provinces. So leaving the department with little to have control, just above 120 million. It is possible to manage all that has been transferred. Other money that they transferred
also out of the budget for the department includes the $150 million transferred to the federations and the entities. We haven't mentioned the transfers to the Chad. So if you sum all that amount, it gives the department $720 million, which is just above 10% of the allocation for its administration purpose. There were changes that were effected, as I mentioned earlier, to the programs. We can move through that when it comes to page 15. Also, on page 16, it just emphasizes where the transfer took place and how much of that took place. Moving to page 17 around public entities and the expenditure that was incurred within the entities. When you look at the table, you realize that during the 2013-2014 financial year, the amount that the two entities have been getting has just been increasing slightly. There has not been a major increase except where Islam funding was tested for drug response to mention testing. However, the budget has been remaining very steadily, increasing steadily. Some will feel that this poses a problem for the two agencies to implement the program. The committee will divide on the better way forward to perhaps assist the two entities with regard to managing the finance. Matters of emphasis on administration, on the administration program of the department. One thing that one observed are the transfers that take place within a program, you know, from one sub-program to another, which, although the department seems to be managing its finances well, but also it doesn't stick to plans versus outputs. Is the department able to plan properly and be able to allocate resources efficiently to achieve the stated outcomes, such that there's no interference with the transfer of funds? We've seen that in problem one, there was a requirement of about 5.69% out of the compensation of employees, and National Treasury can only allow a threshold of about 8% of funds to be moved from one program to another. Transfer or shifting of funds is allowed, but there's a limit as to how much of the budget can be shifted. Largely because the payment that DC has mentioned, that the second post could not be built, so that those funds had to be used elsewhere. But also the accommodation that was budgeted for in the beginning of the year was not secured, and hence the funds out of the accommodation would have had to be shifted. When it comes to Program 2, Sports Support Services, expenditure grew, of course, as a result of the growth in the budget of this program. Since the eight relations were assisted, and the major part of the expenditure was the increment that took place within a scientific support sub-program, and the transfers that were done for FastCook. And one thing that appears in the report is that the support that was given to FastCook, there was no report, or FastCook could not account for that $7 million that was transferred. So one thing that one observed here is that there hasn't been an accountability from past compliance to say how much of their allocated funds, how have they spent that particular fund. So perhaps one of the vision and recommendation could be to get a breakdown from the DG follow up on that particular matter for subscription reports. We've seen that the sub development program was closed and the new pilot program was started with KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo, and the new pilot program, which is the DG said that it's been doing well, was going in specific districts within those two provinces. The plans of are not known how that program is unfolding. They have to be in the best interest of the committee to know and find out what, how the program unfolded and how it is funded, what would be the total cost to implement the new program for class development. This page 19 actually speaks to the master station program, which has three sub-programs. We feel that the department could not manage to train teachers within the school sports program. And they say the reason was because of lack of cooperation with CAPFISA and SASCOC to provide this particular training. So it's something also that they continue to, you know, when you look at programs to offset and see what would be the change in this particular year, and perhaps the money that was allocated for training, what has happened, is by more kids for schools that were participating. The other thing to observe, as we've seen there, is the overspending that took place within provinces. Of course, Mpumalanga was highlighted as having overspent by 120%, and the Eastern Cape by 107%. So those are the matters of emphasis that have been highlighted in this particular report today. Even the money that has been rolled over, how much has been brought back to the department to surrender to the Ontario. Of course, this program then had its own successes when you look at page 14. The target level sports education, people provided sports education opportunities. 1,100 people participated in indigenous games, 8,000 people took part in equal programs, 2,500 young people attended the youth camp, 8,000 learners participated in the national school sports championship. So there are successes within this program. So this matters of money and so on moving around, as the DG explained earlier on, could be, you know, when it arises, the need to, you know, put extra. And that's why about 9.2 million was shifted into the mass participation program to support it. When it comes to international liaison program, page 4, it's all about allocations to CHAN and how much incentives were given as presented earlier. I'm not going to comment. And ability coordination, again, a matter of emphasis that the governmental mandate in this past financial year only was limited to coordination and not building of facilities, and hence the monies that they were allocated, 4.8 million, cannot build out of the total budget, cannot build any facilities. Now there's a challenge around the GIS, which the department indicated that they have abandoned it, and this is a problem that will allow them to establish the national sports plan facility, part of the mandate of the national sports association. And so we see now how changes and lack of budget impact one on the progress of the department, but also on the broader national sports association plan. The entities that we, South African Country Sports Institute, I don't think I want to go through this whole thing. I think one thing that was very clear from AGSA is that they tried to explain that SAFE is technically insolvent. number of liabilities versus his assets amount. So, but he tried to give a practical example of what could be the cause of that. Still, matters of emphasis around irregular expenditure. There were no quotations provided for spending under the 500,000 goods protected below 500,000. So there's a need really to put emphasis on governance and matters and administration of faith. One thing that was not clearly explained is that if income statement, the income or the grant allocation from lottery was not reflected, only money received from the department was reflected. So in terms of accounting policies and accounting for all that they had, the money that would show the deficit that it had. Of course, it had overspent as well by another 5%. Just passing that, going to boxing. I think challenges have been reflected and overemphasized around boxing. I'll pass that as well. The issue of the budget that I need to emphasize on here is that if you check on Boxing South Africa, page 24, the regular spending that they get, when you look at the end of 2012-2013, they had reduced irregular expenditure from 714,000 to 101,000. Now the situation reversed even worse at the end of 2013-2014 to irregularly spent by 904,000. Doesn't take into account the total accumulated irregular expenditure that was shown at the end of 2013-2014. So it means it's going to add to the accumulated expenditure, the 924,000 is going to add to the accumulated expenditure. So that situation needs some serious intervention if the function of it is to survive. Other issues that we've looked at, we've discussed during the budget vote. So I'll pass page 26, 27, 28, 29, page 31, and just go straight into page 2. So allow the concluding comments around financial it is clear that with a new program and the alignment, the department was able to implement 42% of the mandate of the NSRC. It's a welcome achievement, particularly considering that this is happening with a stringent budget. However, the challenge still remains the 47%, which is yet to be completed, which still remains unfunded. So, what are we talking about? Is that having done the analysis, is that one department has under-targeted MIG to supplement a shortfall and collaboration elsewhere, but also a review into how in meetings that we've had, a review into the funding mechanism that the department is having. There have been proposals around tax levies, around tickets purchase. There have been proposals around getting a levy around match tickets and other innovative ways to supplement income, but also make up for the shortfall of implementing fully the 10 billion worth of national program. So what then does this raise? This is a question as to what could be the innovative way that members would come into to assist the department to ensure that the sports education plan is fully funded, but also is fully implemented. Of course, concerns around the allocated mindful mass participation, which is now referred to as activation. The target being fed, the imaging, the results being allocated. Is there any way that you can do better, perhaps in data collection as opposed to doing the numbers? Because I think the key here lies in the way to then collect numbers. I would want to believe that that's the easiest thing, that the 27,000 or the 25,000 is those that we can account for and can prove. I still believe that there could be some other ways that those numbers can be upped, as are the losses that are being given. 27,000 people for 615 million. It's not cost effective enough. The remaining and realignment of programs, of course, has been done, and it's a program that we need to monitor if provinces are also aligning. The issue of vacancies. See, with the new structure, the previous structure had around 206 funded posts. And at the end of 2013-2014, 171 of those posts were filled. Now, at the end of last year, 15 people had left the department. A new structure has been adopted, increasing the number of funded posts to 239. In total, there are about 77 vacant posts in the department. So, those are the things that come when you read the report, and of course priorities then should be what, how the department is responding. We've heard that 40 posts were signed off yesterday, and the report will only come at the end of in September next year to see how many posts have been filled in the financial. But it's a serious concern, particularly when posts are funded. When you have unfunded posts, something else, but when posts are funded and money is shifted from compensation to other programs, then it's a serious concern. Moving over also is to see the recommendations by the Auditor General around the two entities, implementation of those, particularly assisting states to get out of the situation that it finds itself in, but also monitoring itself. One thing of concern that you noticed in space is that they have a doping control, they have appointed doping control officers in all provinces, but two provinces have not been able to appoint, which is Mpumalanga and Northwest. They are still left out, they don't have a doping control officer. So it means people in Mpumalanga still have to travel to the nearest province to have their athletes tested or tested for doping. The issue of service delivery around finance and performance assessment. Of course, we've seen the department manage to spend 99.9% of its allocated budget. And of course, we've seen the increase in the output of number of people who were given access to through mass participation program. And the new target being set for the year. The interpretation is for members to make, and recommendations are for members to make in that regard. I'll move straight to page 35, just the last minute, page 35. This is where members will then have to make inputs as far as their general observations are concerned. I have said this one just to guide, perhaps you could increase. Part and parcel of that is that the memorandum of understanding of basic education is something to pay attention to, and perhaps through the intervention of the committee to facilitate the full implementation of that memorandum, something that should be taken seriously by the committee. But also the further discussion with OFTA and Valda around the unlocking of the 15% MIG grant that is meant for the building of student education. Once we find a bump of the technical issues that will allow the department to fulfill and achieve major objectives. Around the delivery performance, what I've noted here is that once the department managed to implement the mass participation and spend 100% of the budget. We observed that teacher training was not provided. About 4,000 teachers who were targeted for training could not be trained at the end of the financial year. So, due to lack of cooperation between the teacher and SACOG in providing that particular budget. So, there was a sluggish lack of achievement of that particular objective. About financial performance, of course, the support given to the Federation of the Year, the 10 million that is given as a one-off, is one noted positive input to assist those at the Federation. But also, what comes with that is the responsibility of federations to account for money allocated for. Of course, that remains largely challenge. We've seen when we call federations as well here that there's still a serious challenge of accounting for money spent. And so that has become part of the observation that we can make or add or subtract to a particular one. And the main funding, there's a need to monitor one, the provincial transfers and the alignment to the NFRP. Because if the department managed to restructure and align its mandate to the NFRP, and National Treasury refunds department based on its new mandate, it also means that provinces ought to align so that there is a measure of reporting as far as the transfers are concerned. It can be that if the department has done away with flood development, when funds are transferred, provinces still spend on flood development or they still spend on programs related to that and you can't particularly align. So those things of monitoring, one on the side of the departments, but also on during oversight the provinces or the committees oversight the provinces to ensure that there's that alignment. And I'm sure a sentiment of the committee has always been that 15% of the MIG, it's proper that be brought back to the administration of the department, and that is a transfer information. Now, having gone through this report, what then are we saying are the things that we will be doing going forward, or to summarize what are the documents that are needed? I've mentioned them there on page 37. Perhaps when members at the time throughout this, during the week, you would add or subtract on, because those are based on what is in the report, page 37. What is outstanding? What should be brought forward for attention? What should be briefed? What should be, the committee should be briefed on going forward? It includes intervention that the department or minister will make in the matters of the two entities. It goes through the financial implications of using the GIS, plans to improve coordination of training with CAPSITA and FASCOS, around teacher development, and many other that are mentioned there. That's very important for members then, for this particular report, are the recommendations that are being made. And that's one I'd like to take and one by one so that if members have any other things to amend or make improvements are based on this. Or when you go through it next week, then you'll be able to make recommendation based on what is in the report and what the department is able to do. I must insist that the total allocation of the departmental budget, 53% is towards cost participation, another 17% is towards entities and federations, only less than 15% goes towards administration, 2.2% is going towards capital assets. So it means if you look at that breakdown alone, you realize that the department does not build facilities. However, through the conduit of sports trust, they are able to innovatively build facilities around the rural areas.
And the recommendations are there, as described there. Thank you very much for your attention.
I wish that this presentation of yours was presented maybe before any other presentations, because now it's time to interrogate, especially the presentation by Udis. But I don't think we do have a problem with assisting in order that when we're making decisions, we do have facts of the general of the DG, and we'll be looking and scrutinizing our report from our contact advisor, and we'll take informed decisions. So I don't know, members, you were saying that you need to engage with it, which means this presentation is assisting us that when we want to adopt it, let's go and re-read in order that next week, I don't know, it's my proposal, then we're saying next, you want it to be adopted when? Next week Tuesday. Oh,
thanks, three things briefly from my side, which I think the committee should prioritize. Right? I think the committee should decide on how the National Water Education Plan is going to be funded. That is crucial. The minister once spoke about the 10 billion, but he never spoke on where that money will come from. And this DRRR, centrally this DRRR, should be discussions of that kind. Secondly, is the issue of DSA. The Council of South Africa's legislative mandate is skewed. The DG was ignorant about the baseline. The legislative mandate is so huge for South Africa, and the resources are much less. And then how do you even balance to assist the DSA? Talking money. And then lastly, the MIG. The DGS made a point on how difficult it is to get that money from Cocta Pep Sport, how difficult it is. So for us to ensure all the systems that we have, succeed, you need to ensure that you've got adequate resources at our disposal. That's what my question. I mean, that's what DRR is all about. Okay.
Except that as Chairman is sitting in front of you, I'm worried about this. I may not agree with you, but not totally. Once they can't account, once they can't do anything, how are we going to have a guards of motivating? They have a right to have more resources, but how can we have guards and will that they must be looked at for their resources once they can't even hang their offices? No, it's a debate that maybe we need to debate as committee members. As I'm sitting, I don't have sympathy. That's not somebody who's hiding his views, my views. I don't have sympathy until they are correcting what is very bad about themselves. If that board, new board, can change, have a turnaround strategy, we think otherwise. So that's my opinion, and I would love maybe on what we are saying with BFA. I'm just angry about the way they are, but not forgetting that when we hear the same, give us a chance, we are new, and we will turn things around. Let's see that happening, and then we'll be having Shrimad. So far, maybe it's not themselves, maybe they can do miracles, and then now support. So I'm just going to be one item that I have, because Honorable Mteka had taken my funds already. That's part of the 15%. I think Honorable
Mkumbe.
I thought he's coming alright when he put his adding his input to Honorable Mteka. Because the party at the end, he was just when he talked about boxing it to the BFA, I thought there was something wrong with him, because really we cannot say we're talking about boxing. Last time they were here, we were just telling them that we don't know any BFA in South Africa. We only saw them in TV before. Even we've never seen them in our rural areas with the promoters to bring them to So I was just wondering that maybe someone from BSA sent him just to put something on the table. We cannot defend it. We are here to work together with these stakeholders. But we're not going to defend them on something that we can see that they're not doing it in a correct way. So let me stop this, the 15% meet, because I wanted to say that why can't we just call the COPLA or SALCA or the local government to come and account here? Because the infrastructure is them, they keep on shifting those funds and they take the 15% and do their service delivery for water or whatever that they are doing with the leak, I don't know. So the back end post, I don't know who's contradicting with each other here. Because before we had, I don't know if maybe I misunderstood as far as they, were talking about the vacant post that has been filled. Now, it's 77 post. They are still vacant.
Okay. In terms of boxes in South Africa, you must understand that the board's probably has this new committee an airplane without an engine, and it says to us, we need you to take off. Now, take off any way you want to, you know, you can throw money and whatever, but if you don't have an engine, you're not going anywhere. And no matter how we plead, borrow, whatever the case may be, we can't help it. But there's ways of being innovative. We can push the minister to start negotiating television rights, or, you know, to sort out the issues that are facing us there. There's a young lady that I think we need to, if we're going to visit people that are injured in sports. There's a young lady that's in hospital fighting for her life. Why? She's poor. The only sports that she's got barrier of entry, no barrier of entry into is boxing. So she hasn't paid licensing, there's no compliance, and there she is. She's now unconscious with a bleeding brain. And why? Not because she wants to get into a ring to fight. It's because this is a sports that could afford her some money. Now, in terms of looking at the budget, again, the Hawker looked at the sports truck, and he commended the sports trust for innovation. Again, we've got to be very careful with innovation. We've got to look at the sports trust and says who governs, who monitors the sports trust. They've got a lot of money, they get a lot of money, they could be duplicating it, where's it going, who's auditing it, and how can this help our budgets? How can the sports trust assist this budget and vice versa? I just want to say, in terms of SAVE, so we learned that SAVE is a cost center. Now, the more we put into it, the more they're going to use it. And that's basically what SAVE is meant to do, because the more they can have, the more people they can test for, the more education they can bring to the country. Is there a way of possibly looking at where sportsmen is found to be using drugs, that they pay some form of penalty for the testing? So we get some form of collection in revenue from the testing. I'm very worried about some of the goals and objectives in the plan, because we speak about percentages that, in Honorable Rana Palmer would remember in the Metro Police days, they said they wanted to achieve 3,400 arrests. Now, how do you achieve that? If you're on the 29th of June, you you have another 3,400 arrests, you're just going to arrest 3,400 people. Or if you've already arrested 3,400 people, you just say, okay, we don't have to arrest anyone else now for the future. We've got to be careful that our targets are measured in a way that we can measure it. So when we say, let's get people to participate, we don't do it per person because you might find that you're, we look at percentages and the targets. In terms of Boxing Airlines chronic breach of supply chain management regulations, we've possibly got to do something in the BRRR that puts a resolution that's pretty strong to say that until Boxing Airlines has got their internal controls up to an acceptable limit, that there should be some form of, I don't want to say sanction, I just want to say maybe some form of check and balance. Every time they enter into a tender, every time they go for a tender, that they may be bringing an external initiator or something to adjudicate a tender or something along the lines of their supply chain management process. And I think that's urgent that we do it sooner rather than later. The other thing is it would be very bad for us to not allow to get SASCOC not to see how many coaches SASCOC is training halfway through the year. Because if we miss this opportunity now to get X amounts of coaches trained, that only means that only the next budget year, so by from the end of this budget term, and we don't have any coaches trained, or we don't reach a quota of coaches trained, by the next year we've already missed, not 6 months, we've actually missed a year. So some in our resolutions also need to speak to the fact that the coaches that we, the target of setting, the target setting for coaches, both SASCOC and the co-seater, but both of them have to be in. We have to all be singing from the same song sheet now, and not before the end of the sermon.
Thank you, Professor. No, sir. I did not want to come in, but I actually said, you know, this morning when I was listening to the Holy General. One thing that they mentioned that I was impressed of was that, you know, at a certain point when they wanted to do that, so people could not write financial statements, and then they had to stop and assist them because that was in a way hindering them to do that. So I'm not sitting as a person as a committee with the responsibility of doing oversight, and someone else is mentioning the issue of boxing, what is it that we are going to do on boxing now that boxing has got a problem. And I'm thinking, Chairperson, that as an oversight, of course we know that boxing should exercise its responsibility, which is, you know, to check on their funds and spend them correctly and be able to account. But I'm saying, Chairperson, you know, when you look at boxing, it looks like, you know, all is not well in boxing. If you can look at the number of people who was with boxing previously, you think of on the platform. Of recent we had Miriam Ateza, and people just come and spend 2 days, 2, 3 months, 4 months, and resign from boxing, which says then it must be something. And someone else is saying, let us look at the legislative part of it, the legislative mandate of it, which I 100% agree that there might be certain things that are happening that we don't know about. And unless at the time we sit down and give ourselves time to look at it, we'll never understand. And the problems that are in boxing will be there. Thank you.
So yeah, I just forgot one point. Yeah, if I recall, they also asked to fix the problem between them and the promoters. Remember, the boxing collapsed because the promoters are working far from the board. So that means you can't say we are imposing sort of. So till that time they are working as a unit, then we will say we are imposing sort of. And the LBC thing, I mean, they ask us to try to sort it out because we can't see the boxing on TV anymore. So those are kind of things you can help them with your money. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I just want to add to the last member's concern about boxing. And we've mentioned it last year to the board, and when the new board was now appointed, we also mentioned it to them. The Boxing Act makes provision that you can issue rules and regulations. The rules and regulations for boxing have never been written. If that is expanded and the rules and regulations is written to support the act, then you can get much more money in to make boxing a self-sustainable entity. But because of the CEOs that's been fired and put on suspension, none of that is getting to a point. So if the rules and regulations is written according to the Boxing Act, my provision to get in the broadcasting rights and those type of money, then boxing can be sustainable. But there is a strong leadership that must drive that type of process going forward. Thank you.
Honourable members, we have an opportunity to have boxing in South Africa. The shred maybe was sympathetic with them, but we gave them a time frame saying that until you sort what is in your house, this committee will support you. But as I'm sitting here today, both Auditor General and the DG, they are still not happy. Let alone DG that he said it will take a longer period, and it was this committee saying that we must have time for it. It can't take longer period with the people's money. So we cannot be sympathetic with Boxing South Africa, because we know that there are people who are boxers, who want that house to be sorted. But also, what you're saying, Honorable Musi and Upum, we're not traditional healers. That's just for me. And if they don't come clean to the committee telling us why everybody is not sitting in this hot seat, what do you want us to do? Because they were here and we were questioning them that what is happening in the boxing of Africa, it doesn't assist the nation. And this is not about you, the board. This is about those people who have got in a career that you must assist. And I was said as this committee, we're giving you chance, you as you are, that go and sort. So it doesn't mean that we're saying that don't account, don't come back to us. Because it's no use of having sympathy that maybe we can give them more money. They don't have money because they can't spend the one that they are given. So we're not unfair. We wanted that we must see them like any other entities. And we are seeing that there's a problem. And that problem we cannot see now as if we need to spend some more. We need that they must come and tell what is this problem. Is this confidential, the problem that they are having? It cannot be. I know former chairperson of the committee, former minister of the committee, and somebody who was part of this one to own on the bank. He's from my area. I don't know. I don't have the money to go and ask him why this board of you on this is like this. We are concerned, all of us. But until the solution department with us assist the Boxing South Africa, they don't have enough money. How are we going to motivate to present that they must be given more money. Once today, all the Attorney General is telling us that they are the worst. They don't have controls. So OPG was saying was give the time frames. That unfortunately he didn't say, which didn't cause those time frames, that he must assist and China will call him every now and then looking at where are you now? And then from that, this question of funds that they are not there, we will start to rethink. But so far, we are angry the way that they are angry.
Thank you very much. I think what then we're going to do is to allow members to go through the report and see where they can make further improve the changes, so that next week for consideration, have taken that other input incorporated into the report, will then present a final version of the report, also called the second draft for consideration and adoption. Thank you very much.
We have minutes that are front of us. You want us to suspend them for another day? Those who have read minutes, they must tell us page one. Any correction? Thank you so much, Auditor General's office, that you spent until this time. And we are hearing us that you are not yet happy, really. Your advice together with the department will assist us. Our big goal is to do the oversight. So with our department, we'll monitor what are they doing with this new board, and if it comes to a push, we'll call again the new board to guess how far are they. Thank you so much. Page 2, I've seen something, Deborah and Sune. In page 2, Mr. P.G. Mudeva moved that on page 2, under adoption agenda, she be replaced by Ms. D.P. Manan. Who's that she? Okay, let's go to page 3. Let's have one meeting matches of Kaban. In page 3, minutes had to be a true reflection of the discussion because it seems that some members were not at certain meetings. Explain that to me.
I'm happy that it seemed that some members who had made input were not the input was not reflected, so it looked like they were not present.
Page 3. Yeah. Okay. She has answered. You were not listening. I'm saying I wanted to check with you. The chairperson informed the committee that she would meet with the two officers to check what was top up, because she desired an improvement in the way minutes were read. Minutes had to be a true reflection of discussion, because it seemed that some members were not in the certain meetings. I'm saying to you, what does that mean, to be in the certain meetings?
Yeah, if I remember well, it was means some members participated, but they were not coded or their input were not captured. So it means they didn't participate. Yeah.
The actual point of that discussion was that there were statements that were often attributed to the committee when they were actually should be attributed to individuals, and we had a long debate about what should be reflected as comments made by a member and what should be reflected as the committee said. And I think the debate then moved to if there are final records of decisions, it should be motions, because motions can then be contested and decisions can just be captured as committee agreed or committee debated. That was the
we can't understand what does that mean. That the current version of it's you, Mr. Mutenga, but we do understand what was going on. But when we are reading, you don't make sense. So, Honorable Mutenga, talk to these two officials of ours to correct this sentence. Thank you. I will talk to you.
We are aware of the